navne og forkortelser at lægge mærke til. MI5, den britiske kontraspionage. Peter Wright, højtstående agent i kontraspionageafdelingen.
The next development was that Galitzin told us quite independently that during the last few years of his service, he'd had some contact with Department 13, which was known as the Department of Wet Affairs in the KGB. This department was responsible for organizing assassinations. He said that just before he left, he knew that the KGB were planning a high-level political assassination in Europe in order to get their man into the top place. He didn't know which country it was planned in, but he pointed out that the chief of Department 13 was a man called General Rodin, who'd been in Britain for many years and had just returned on promotion to take up the job, so he would have had a good knowledge of the political scene in England. After Harold Wilson became Prime Minister in 1964, Angleton made a special trip to England to see FJ, who was then Director of Counter-Espionage. Angleton came to offer us some very secret information from a source he wouldn't name. This source alleged, according to Angleton, that Wilson was a Soviet agent. He said he'd give us more detailed evidence and information if we could guarantee to keep the information inside MI5 and out of political circles. The accusation was totally incredible, but given the fact that Angleton was head of the CIA's counterintelligence division, we had no choice but to take it seriously. Not surprisingly, the management of MI5 were deeply disturbed by the manner in which Angleton passed this information over. After consideration, they refused to accept Angleton's restrictions on the use to which we could put the information, and as a result, we were not told anything more. However, Angleton's approach was recorded in the files under the codename Oatsheet.